USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud. Another major American company announces some major job cuts because of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump will welcome Mexico's President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador to the White House today to celebrate the new North American trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, replacing the 1990s NAFTA trade deal that effectively eliminated tariffs between the nations. Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, says that platform is dedicated to, in her words, getting better and faster at removing hate speech. ESPN ends up getting scooped by a liquor store worker when it comes to the Mahomes deal. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Monday, shortly before 2 o'clock Central Time, ESPN NFL writer Adam Schefter thought he broke major news in the NFL. As you all know, Patrick Mahomes signed a 10-year contract extension worth over $400 million. Thing is, Schefter didn't actually have it first. That honor belongs to Katie Camlin, a liquor store employee in Kansas City, who tweeted at 12:21, a front office employee from the Chiefs came in and brought 6 bottles of fine champagne, saying there's a big signing today. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is a Mahomes deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And home buyers are back in the market as applications for loans to buy homes were 33% higher last week than they were a year ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.